on behalf of the Salvation Army Board, on behalf of the Kroger employees, we are glad to join hands, mainly because we forgot our gloves. No, we're glad to join hands together and walk around and find out who is here, what is taking place this year, and Kroger's involvement with the Salvation Army. Live on the radio this morning, good morning to Kroger, good morning to everyone, and this guy here is going to help us get things going. Mark Jeffries, thank you for opening the door for us today.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. We look forward to working with the Salvation Army all winter, and this is a great cause for our community and for just the whole city of Shelbyville. So,
let's get some names as we go around through here. I'm going to let everyone introduce themselves. You know the names, but you have the opportunity to be on the radio. I'm going to start with my longtime friend right here, Sam.
Hey, Mr. Boyce. Sam Hammond here. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you? How long have you been with Kroger?
10 years, sir.
All right.
Liz Storms, been with Kroger 6 years.
All right.
Deanne Phillips, be 8 years.
Chris Burton, 8 years.
Cheyenne Leitner, 2 years.
Sherry Spears, 30 years.
Oh. Patrick Cole, I've been with the company for 4 years.
All right. Boy, there's a lot of seniority there. And when we hit the 30, I think the bells and lights went off.
This is a good group. We got a good group here, and man, very proud of the team here, and very proud of our partnership with the Salvation Army. So, looking forward to this all year.
Anyone have anything special they want to say, or recognize anyone, or sing happy birthday, or do anything different? No? Okay. We will get going and talk to the people over here. Let's go to the Salvation Army side, and let's see who we can. They are quietly ringing their bells. Okay, Captain. All right, Captains, let's get together. We talked to the Kroger employees over there. We have some here that's been here 30 years.
Wow.
Been waiting 30 years to be on radio.
Ah,
no, I'm teasing.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now's our opportunity.
That's right. We welcome you to the WSVX Airway.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And welcome you to Shelbyville.
Thank you.
And where's your wife, Jody? There she is. Yes, welcome to the radio this morning.
Thank you.
We're glad to have your smiling faces. And we said at the beginning, we're joining hands and continuing the drive to ring the bell here at Kroger store. We're so glad that we're all together.
Yes, very thankful. Very thankful. Thank you to Kroger's and the manager and their team for allowing us to be here.
Absolutely. This is a great opportunity for both of us. The Kroger stores have been just wonderful to the Salvation Army over the years, and we're grateful for that opportunity.
We're grateful for the partnership. It's a great partnership, and hopefully continues for many years to come. So.
Absolutely.
The theme this year is something like "Do the Right Thing," or
"Fight the Good Fight."
Fight the good fight. There we go. Yes, I saw the promo tape on that.
Yeah.
This is, you know, the Christmas season we're kicking off, but we need money now to take us all year long.
Yes, we do. We have our total kettle goal, or our total Christmas goal, is $150,000 this year. And it's very reachable because I know the hearts of everyone in Shelbyville. I've met a lot of people, and there's wonderful people in Shelbyville. And I know we can do this.
Let's talk about what it's going to take to man the goals, people volunteering, and how can they do that?
They can go online to www.registertoring.com, or they can go to the Shelbyville Salvation Army's Facebook page, or they can contact the office at 317-398-7421.
All right. Let's go talk to some Salvation Army people.
All right.
And we'll get to our board members, if you would. Just give us your name and what you'd like to do at the Army.
My name is Monica, and I like to work with the kids.
Maureen Edwards. I love the Army. I'm an old-time Salvationist, and love to serve.
And you've been around, and you've had a lot of nice roles, and you've led us in many ways over the years. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been my privilege. To God be the glory.
My name is Hannah, and I like to go after school programs.
All right.
My name is Ron. I love the Army. I love doing the pantry and anything that they need me to do.
All right, Ronnie Williams is a big many-hour volunteer and loves Shelbyville High School basketball. We know that.
Yes, sir.
Roy Jacobs, Sr. I love Salvation Army.
Like ringing the bell.
Yes.
That's right. Chevy, tell us a story. Everybody just calls her Chevy.
But my real last name is, or name is Cecilia Chevietsky.
That's right.
I'm a retired officer, but I do a lot of volunteering, and it's pretty much whatever needs to be done, I'm willing to do.
Chevy's there. You drive a Chevy?
Only once did I drive a Chevy. I got a Pontiac.
I got to ask you that question. Let's go over here. So that the burning question was, Chevy is her nickname. Does she drive a Chevy? We solved that question. All right. Let's start over here. Everybody listening on the radio wants to know who I'm going to talk to next. So enter and sign in, please, as they used to say in the old radio show.
Okay, Peggy Brown, and I'm on the board. And I'm delighted with the Salvation Army because they do so much good. And I don't think people realize how much good they do. And how long they've been here and been around and steady. So I send people, when I can't help them, I'll send them to the Salvation Army.
Peggy, well, she summed it up well.
That's right, she did. I can't outdo that. Not going to try to. No, I'm Steve Comstock. I'm one of the newest board members here, and we just ask that not a few people give a lot, but a lot of people give a little bit. It all adds up.
That's right. And for our year-long cause, Don Lutz, another big Shelbyville High School fan. Not as big as Ron Williams is.
Nobody is. No, Ron, yeah. They can't tip off without Ronnie being there, you know. Yeah, Peggy summed it all up, you know. Like all women, she can talk pretty well. You know, but we do appreciate any help we can get. The Army does such a good job for people who are in need, and we want to support them as well as we can.
Yeah. And let's see who we left out here. Anybody? We've got everybody? Let's put a message out there to the general public, to everyone listening. They want to volunteer, want to ring the bell. Please have them call the Army. If they want to help us out at Shelbyville High School, when we ring the bell during the basketball season for the home games, you're welcome to do so. And that group you got standing over there, they look kind of hungry.
Oh, they're definitely hungry, so. they're waiting for an afternoon meal for our safety meal, so.
Okay. And tell us, I think tomorrow is November the 11th, and it's a big promotion here at the Kroger store.
We're going to have our holiday open house tomorrow from 11 to 4. We'll have different types of samplings, and we're going to be working on just displaying our good hospitality for the community. Come by, get some samples, and have a little bit of fun.
Mark Jeffries, you have some Shelbyville connection.
My dad and my grandfather both were born here, and they both worked in the grocery business in Shelbyville. So this is a great, great city, and I'm happy to be back and working here.
All right, glad to hear that, because I thought there was. So are they waiting over there to be dismissed? What's
the story?
they're waiting for me to wave them goodbye. So
we have some youngsters just came in the Salvation Army van. We're going to have a little Christmas music in
Christmas
a moment.
Christmas music choir. That's why we heard. Hopefully hear some good cheer and good songs.
All right, good. I'll let you go back to what you need to do.
Thank you.
We'll go over here and say, again, we're broadcasting live from the Kroger store here in Shelbyville this morning. Glad to be here. Mark is going to dismiss all of you. Did you say they're off the rest of the day?
I didn't say that.
Well, listen, that brought the biggest cheer. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. And we appreciate the time today. Let's go Krogering, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get out of the way and wait for the music to come here in just a few moments, as we have some young people that have pulled up out front. How are we doing time-wise, Johnny McCory?
All yours, Jack.
Oh, my gosh. At least till you want me to go till the noon hour?
Jack, if you can carry it that long, the microphone is yours.
It'll take some other old-timers who have to help me get along that far. But we were getting us set up. Come over here just a minute, Alan.
Yes, sir.
We talked about this is for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
The money we're collecting here this Christmas goes all year long, but the depth of the Salvation Army here in Shelbyville and the visibility you have and the many things that are done, whether it's the emergency services, I don't think everyone knows everything that is there.
Well, we have, probably not.
Yeah.
We have our emergency disaster services, our canteen that's now here. Which
is serving several counties.
Serving several counties, yes. We do Oh, goodness. Bartholomew, Decatur. I know I'm going to miss some, so sorry. Bartholomew, Decatur, Shelby, and one or two others. But, yes, we do. We do youth groups. We have children's groups. We have numerous children's groups. And we're getting ready to start several other projects, too. So it is very deep, and there's a lot of things that we do. Anyone that wants to know more, please come by. We'll take them on a tour, show them what we do. But we just love doing what we do. And in just a few minutes, you'll be hearing some children.
Yes.
This is why we do what we do, for
all
the
right.
for the children.
Yeah, let's go over and pick up the music. I'm going to get my camera turned on here so somebody can take some pictures for me. There we go. Let's listen. And this is your group, Jody?
Yes, it is.
Let's listen.
He is a Prince of Peace, mighty God, Holy One. Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
That's good. Let's go over here. I want to get just a word with these young people for just a moment, and I'm going to find out some names.
Okay, don't be shy, guys.
We're live on the radio this morning. We welcome you. Let's start. Oh, she had a look. Oh, my gosh, you're on the radio? Yes, you are. Let's get your name and your age.
I'm Lexi Gerhart, and I'm 9.
I'm Mackenzie Walker, and I'm 8 years old.
I'm Damien Wagner, and I'm 10.
I'm Lexi Wagner, and I am 8.
Your name and age.
I'm Isaiah Lanham, and I'm 8.
Louder.
I'm Isaiah Lanham, and I'm 8.
All right, yell it out there.
I'm Montana Lanham, and I'm 9.
I'm Yasmin Corley, and I'm 10.
We get to a point we don't ask age when we get to a certain size here, but we'll let you do feel free.
My name's Hannah Shoemake, and I'm 17.
I'm not going to ask your age, just get the names.
I'm Monica Shoemake, and I'm a child coordinator.
I'm Roy Jacobs, and I'm one of the leaders.
Right, Roy, thank you very much. Jody, this group, kind of in between the door opening and closing, a little bit of a challenge, but they're doing a great job.
They are. They've worked so hard, and what I like about the Salvation Army's jam session, it's called Jesus and Music, is these kids want to be involved in music. And right now we're working on our Christmas musical, and our first Christmas musical will be on December the 17th at 11 a.m. at the Salvation Army. And then in January they'll be learning brass instruments, guitar, and drums.
All right.
So, yes, it's great that they can be here.
All right. What's our next song?
Our next one song is called Angels from the Realms of Glory.
All right. Live at the Kroger store here in Shelbyville this morning, kicking off the kettle campaign for the year 2017. And let's hear more music from these youngsters.
Angels from the realms of glory, we
And do we have, you got it all planned out ahead of time, what music we're going to hear? I believe this will be our last selection.
Yeah.
The last song, okay. And none of the board members will sing. We will promise you that. Or the, we'll get kicked out of the Kroger store here in Shelbyville. Kicking off the kettle campaign for 2017. Let's give them a nice round of applause. All right. Captain Jody. Yes, Captain Jody, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you to all these young people. They're glad to sing and glad to get out of school both.
Both. Yes, we have more kids in our singing program, but these were just the ones we could definitely get permission for them to be here. So we're very glad they're here.
All right. Thank you again.
I'm glad some parents came to hear their kids sing as well.
Yes.
All right. Everybody showed up today.
Yep.
All right. Captain Allen. We're about to wrap things up here. I think we covered everything. Anything you want to input that I've missed?
I think we have a couple donations that are going to be given.
Yes. I do want to say that I was reading our sign, local gifts meeting local needs. And that's true. Every 93% of... 93% of the money that goes into the kettles stays right here in Shelbyville. And that's so important. As I was reading our sign that says local gifts meeting local needs, doing the most good. And I want everyone to know that the majority of the money does stay right here in Shelby County.
All right. Mark?
Why don't we go to the kettle?
We're going to go to the kettle. So a little photo opportunity. Come on over here. That's right. Push your button, it'll be all right. And I think Mark Jeffries from the Kroger store has something to say.
All right. Well, we're going to make a small donation to the get this kicked off. I'd like you guys to take this $500 donation on behalf of Kroger. Trying to get us started off on a good way. And looking forward to working with you guys all season.
Thank you, Mark.
That's okay. Next reminder that was given to us prior, so we're going to go ahead and put that in.
Woo-hoo. We have a $100 check donation from a local person and a $20 cash.
Woo-hoo.
I mean, Kroger's donated $500.
Awesome. Hey.
awesome. We're kicking off the kettles with $600+ today.
And on behalf of my wife Jody and I want to thank the board members for being here, the radio station for being here, and Kroger's for allowing us to be here today, and our kids.
Yep.
I want to give everybody.
All right, thanks everyone. Kroger, we thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Wait.
This is Jack. Jack.
What? What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say thank you, Jack.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Our pleasure. Johnny McCrory, back to you.
Jack, thank you very much. We've been live here at Kroger helping to officially kick off the Red Kettle campaign. If you would like to donate time to ring the bells this season, a couple of ways you can do that. You can certainly call the local Salvation Army. They will be happy to set you up with a location. And you can do it online as well at registertoring.com. Live from the Shelbyville Kroger, kicking off the Red Kettle campaign this holiday season on Giant FM.